two women have just come out through a wicket gate and they don't want to talk to me, and I'll tell you why. One of them was carrying a cardboard box and it was covered in tissue paper. Well, when you looked through the tissue paper, it looked like a bizarre cake inside. And sure enough, one of the women told me it was for her husband's birthday and it was in the shape of breasts, women's breasts, white icing and red cherries. So they didn't want to talk to me. Here's the Hells Angels.
Welcome to the weekend of the World Barrowing Championships in Milltown, County Kerry.
How are you?
It's 8 in the morning. Willie Hannafin has been up with his brushing cart since 5. He's pretty nearly finished and the town is spotless.
Camera should be here to take a photograph of it.
Why, because you're better looking on the television than the radio,
oh,
are
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, my groovy baby.
If you were here on Saturday night, you'd never think it could be cleaned the way Willie has it.
All together. So let me tell you that I love you and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. But if I saw the conversation,
well, hey, where did we go? There's a band on the main stage. Down in the hollow. There's a band setting up in the street between the two pubs, a street with no name. The water and the jolly and the sun, when the body and the soul over the city. Dream and a mist, I heard a horn. There's sessions in the pubs. And on the main street, the inevitable chip vans.
It's 10:30 at night. I'm sitting outside a restaurant. I'm eating a Greek salad from a small cafe. Beside me, a man is holding a dog. The dog is wearing glasses. In front of me, a troupe of drummers are performing. Liam and Wayne Lee has just walked by waving his hands, chicken in the air. On the other side of me is an ambulance man dressed up, ready for action, smoking a cigarette.
Back with the ballad group in the street with no name, and the crowd are calling for a local man to play the barrowing. He's maybe in his 60s. He has a Barrowing Championship t-shirt on over his clothes and a battered hat on his head.
If Shane the River goes for the election, Jackie Haley Ray is in big trouble. But
I am no doubt in this God that the world would give me a good run for my money.
When he gets up on stage, there are lots of jokes about drinking.
And he hates porter, so if you're bringing porter, don't buy for him, Les. He hates it.
And his Barrowing playing is erratic. The crowd are laughing and chanting his nickname. And you'd have to be a local to know whether they're laughing with him rather than at him. Then there's the disappointed. This is Jason Roach from Beaufort. He didn't get through the junior section heats. Giuseppe from Italy missed out too.
What happened?
I'm missing the world champion.
Well, he was here today and he was watching everything, you know?
You misunderstood what they were doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Gordon, I was in the initial stages today, but I didn't pull through tomorrow, like the standard was so high.
Pat Judd from Cork also failed to make the final.
I am gutted. I'm gutted.
Oh, yeah.
Will you tell Joe Duffy I'm gutted, you know?
Bye into the next round.
Some of you deserve a bye into the next round.
Do you know
round.
What a bye is?
Yeah, like a walkover.
Alan's also from Cork. and he didn't even make it to the competition on time.
I mean, if you're from Cork, like, I mean, if you were going to play Kerry in hurling, you would want to fly, wouldn't you? There's no point in playing because they couldn't beat you anyway. Do you know what I mean? I mean, even as I said to the lads there, I roared out to them, I said, sure, our Camogie team could beat their best hurling team. Obviously, that's
you didn't say that in front of the women, did you?
I said it between all that.
Did you used to have a head of hair before you said that?
Alan's got a shaved head, shells around his neck,
coral shells from Hawaii,
and a sleeveless leather waistcoat. When he tells you what his job is, you're not surprised.
I'm a surfer by trade. Professional surfer, yeah.
All right.
I just came from the International Surfing Championships in Perth, Australia.
And how'd you get on?
Not very well.
Right.
And, I mean, so I hope to make it up here at the Barron Festival. It's kind of easier.
Are you better at a Barron than you are on a surfboard?
Well, it's a bit like Christy Moore's crack about the, you know, 15 pints of stout on the surfboard. You can have 15 pints of stout with a Barron and get on very well. In fact, you play a lot better.
That's so. Right. So you're trying to get a bye for tomorrow. Why didn't you come in time to do the heats?
I was very busy up at Cork. My dad is very sick, so I was taking care of him.
I'm sorry to hear it. Okay.
Thank you very much. Please meet you.
I might see you tomorrow then, all right?
Yeah, from Cork we came down.
Yeah, you mentioned you're from Cork.
Ah, by Christ, I can tell you they're not going to keep the Barron Championship in Kerry. You will take, they can have the McCarthy Cup for taking the Barron.
Then there are the finalists in Sunday's final of the World Barron Championships. From Bayside in Dublin, Neil Lyons.
There's a musician by the name of Mick O'Brien. He's a piper, and his wife Fidelma, and they lived in our street, and they just went around to all the parents one day on our road, and they asked if any of the kids would be interested in learning tin whistle, and well, we said no, of course, we'd rather be playing football on the street and breaking windows, but we're dragged in anyway, and after about a year or two, was given a Barron, and another lad was given a mandolin, and someone was given a fiddle, and kind of went from there.
And what are you doing now?
Working, electrician, so.
Eugene Moriarty from Listowel, County Kerry.
I had a band in Chicago, Illinois for about 14 years, so I'd be a Midwest of American champion.
Have you returned home, or are you still living in the States?
I returned from Chicago in December, and we're electrical contractors in Listowel. When you go to the races in Listowel and you see all the colourful lights, that's us.
From Curran Dulla in County Galway, Anne-Marie Murray.
We're in the process of selling our business, so I'm returning.
Oh, I see. So, what was the business?
We had a castle and a guest house, which is currently for sale.
You want to go back to the music full time?
Back to the music. Kids have grown up now, back to the 70s as far as I'm concerned.
Another finalist, Conor Lyons, brother of Neil from Dublin.
I'm in UCD, just finished college, first year there. So.
What's he doing?
Arts, doing history and geography, my main.
It's going okay?
Not too bad, yeah.
You won't be tempted away to the circus, would you?
I would for about a year or so, I keep it as a hobby, because it's kind of too demanding, especially in Dublin, around Temple Bar and places, it's really demanding.
Why is that?
It's because most of the lads play there, I mean, it's their job, they're playing from 3 o'clock in the day to 2:30 in the morning, every day.
Incredible.
No benefits or anything like that for music,
Are they making good money?
It depends on how much you play, So if you want to go professional, you have to really, really play hard, you know what I mean? And really stick at it,
Another finalist is Seamus Welsh from Ball in County Mayo. He was outside the church the following day, practising with two other Barron players. Piece they were going to play at Mass.
Okay. You have little bells then on your wrist.
Yeah.
Do you wear them when you're playing or all
sometimes,
the time?
Not all the time.
Your gear is fantastic. Yes. You've got what looks like a snakeskin Australian hat, is it, or a crocodile?
Well, it's a crocodile New Zealand hat.
Okay.
And the shirt is my own make. It's patchwork.
Tie-dye.
And then the trousers are Indian.
Okay.
Very light material.
And you've got a long red beard, and you've got green dream catcher earrings, and you've got all
the
of the
glasses.
Tinted glasses.
Yeah.
Outside the church at the weekend of the Barron Championships, you get the impression that this is where the Barron backlash begins. Where Barron players like Gary from America get their own back for all the Barron jokes told by other musicians.
You know, what's perfect pitch? Well, that's when you throw a banjo into a dumpster and it lands on an accordion.
Or where Barron lovers like Bridget from Sweden can speak openly for once.
Then I had this one thing where I was listening to a Swedish group, partly Swedish and partly Irish, playing Irish trad music, and there was a bar on solo in it, and I just lifted off my chair, you know, and I felt that this was the bar of speaking to me, so I had to come here and learn it.
Drop of water on that and just rub it in and let it settle a bit and it'll take the pitch down.
Next door to the church, the first of the workshops of the day.
That's gone very slack now.
Given by Colin Murphy in a school classroom.
It's a nice drum though. You know, yeah, they sound well like.
From here.
You need to
Did you go with my sister once?
Meanwhile, down the town, Alan the Cork surfer is up and about early, giving the Kerrymen a hard time.
Aren't you the fella who never showed up for the wedding?
That's
you're the fella who never showed up for the wedding. I recognise you now.
I thought I was actually safe.
Sullivan.
Safe
Sullivan,
here,
would
safe.
You be a Sullivan from Kilkenny?
My God. My God. I thought I was safe getting away. Oh,
just two children that need taken care of, and that'll be €400 a month each. Like, so
and we want
I thought,
it now.
Is he working?
Absolutely. Oh, jeez.
Outside the cafe where I saw the dog with glasses the night before, there's a man making Om jewellery. He believes in the old gods.
Well, I mean, the thing about Oma, the god of eloquence and oratory, I mean, Uka was also one of the two of the Danann gods.
This man doesn't like the new gods. He used to have 7 mobile phone shops and went out of business. He says now he's in the courts fighting a case against the company he says is at fault for his misfortune.
Uka, the god of truth. I believe in Uka.
Well, you needed an Allen key to tune the last one I had. This one I have in my hand now, you can adjust with your fingers.
Okay.
You know, so.
A musical instruments shop has opened up selling barons just for the weekend of the championship.
And which is
good
that?
Quality baron, that one is €200.
Right.
Joseph McNulty from Swinford in County Mayo arrives in. He's in a Mayo GAA jersey and his cousins are in Kerry GAA jerseys.
We're in this kind of shop.
One of Joseph's young cousins is on the mobile phone saying that Joseph is about to play for the man from the radio.
When did you start playing?
18 months ago.
Have a listen to Joseph and see can you guess what age he is. Joseph is 9. He came 2nd in the under-18s. You're listening to Flux with Ronan Kelly. In this programme, the weekend of the World Barrowan Championships in Milltown, County Kerry.
God almighty, if you came 2nd, the fella that came 1st must have been brilliant, was he?
He won the under-18 All-Ireland.
It's Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining and Milltown is looking like a Christy Moore song. A Brazilian capoeira group are playing in a side street.
Dad, can I paint?
Yes, you can paint.
Across from them, in another side street, an Australian man is getting everyone to help him paint a giant mural.
No, Nick, you can paint any figure, any colour you like, or any shape.
Okay,
basically,
and they...
just to do, not the background. Any of the shapes, you know. There's a funny looking fungi there.
Come on then, lovely. There we go.
In a field behind some houses...
Would you like it round your neck, Dad?
A local woman is letting children hold her exotic pets.
Now, Honey's actually a very friendly snake. Daddy's got no problem doing it, has he?
Nearby, other children are learning rhythm using a variety of instruments spread out on the grass. There's a fortune teller, people selling crafts, food stalls, and comedy magicians from Tralee.
I just like to point out I am a bit shy about this, taking off my clothes in public. So, you might help out, put your hands in the air, clap along with the music, and if you don't know the beat, just look at my ass. Woo! Oh yeah! I see you, baby!
Beside the old Protestant church, a couple of camper vans are parked. A middle-aged couple emerges from one of them.
We're going to a workshop.
We didn't know this was on until yesterday. And have you been travelling all around Europe, or did you just come directly here?
We started off in the Czech Republic, and then to Germany, and then to here.
How did you pick the Czech Republic?
I own an old Czechoslovak aeroplane, and so I know quite a lot of people in the aviation scene in the Czech Republic, and it's a 1960s aeroplane. So to find parts for the thing, you need to know some Czechs.
Okay.
So we do.
And it flies at the moment, does it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Do you travel with them or do you leave them
No, I don't. No, not at this stage, no.
Why not?
Because I haven't convinced her yet.
You don't love them enough, do you not?
Oh, don't put it like that.
There's the test of the relationship. How long are you together?
Yeah. Oh, about
6 months, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And how did you meet? How did you...
Oh, through the Irish music, of course.
Did you?
Yes. Great. Yes, yes.
We're both... We're playing whistle in a little music group called called the Silly Old Buggers.
Is it?
Yes, yes.
And neither of you are teenagers?
No, we're Silly Old Buggers.
That's
great. That's good. And it worked out?
Yes.
Oh, so fun.
That's great. What's your names, may I ask?
Jenny.
Jenny and?
David.
Now, the next thing you got to do is change the tone. And you do that by pushing on the back of the skin with your left hand.
Jenny and David are heading across to the school where the second of the day's workshops is taking place.
Sound all the time. Okay.
This time, it's the beginners. And Mick Vignoles has 50 people crammed into a classroom. All but a handful of them have barons. Listen carefully. You're never going to hear a sound like this again in your life.
Lady and lead round again, twice.
Milltown County Kerry does a festival well.
Reverse the lady, house round. Reverse the lady, house round. Lead round.
There are clear signs everywhere.
Top couple, reverse the lady twice inside.
Plenty of room and lots of stewards.
Everybody reverse and lead round again.
And the atmosphere is good, safe. Beside the set dancing, the main road runs through the town. At intervals here, there are stewards with walkie-talkies. They're managing the cars and the pedestrian traffic. A small cheer goes up when a new tractor is driven through the town.
What's a sports tractor?
One that goes faster, more comfortable.
The baler now is about 80,000 and the tractor is another 70. That's 150.
The talk turns to tractor sophistication. Apparently nowadays, a farmer can do very little with his tractor. In the days of the little grey Fergie, most jobs could be done with a vice grips and a screwdriver. One man tells the story of a farmer whose modern tractor stopped working in the field one day. He rang the dealer, who said he'd get back to him. The dealer got back to him some time later to tell the farmer that as soon as he resumed his payments on the tractor, it would be switched on again by satellite.
Kerry's sort of a clean game, you know, all this group tackling.
Mostly the talk among the stewards is of football.
Yeah, do anything to win the Northern Wise life.
Like Kerry being beaten, robbed, doesn't make a difference in the one they come back the following year.
And of course, Alan, the Cork surfer, turns up again to put the Kerrymen right.
We build a great road for you so you can come up to Cork to do the shopping, so you spend more money up in our place.
Hello?
Then a call comes through from a local funeral home.
Just leaving now, is it?
A funeral is on its way through the town.
That's fine, John. Thank you.
A local young man died lately after a long illness.
Come in, John.
I copy your right over.
The funeral's just about to leave over now.
The stewards clear the streets and silence the musicians while the funeral cortege passes by. The odd person outside a pub whispers out loud and is shushed by their friends. It's evening time, and time for the final of the Baron Championships. Martin Lawler is first up. Neil Lines, the student from Bayside in Dublin. Eugene Moriarty, the electrical contractor from Listowel, just back from Chicago. Seamus Welch, the exotically dressed carpenter from Ball in County Mayo. Anne-Marie Murray, the woman who's selling her castle in Galway and going back on the road to play music. And Conor Lyons, the electrician from Dublin. Judges Tommy Hayes and Mel Mercier retire to the housing estate behind the main stage. They lean against a garden wall, discussing. No one is allowed near them. Out front, the talk is all about tradition versus the innovators. Fellas using bits of metal to change the sound. People buying thin-skinned new Barons with tuning screws rather than the old-fashioned thick-skinned ones. And Alan the Surfer is there again. He knows what he thinks.
Got into a fierce argument because it's a bit like tradition. Tradition always changes. You wouldn't want to be holding on to it because he disagrees with the Mayo fellow who's now using a bit of steel at the back of the drum to create the sound effects. And he's going, sure, that's not Baron playing at all. I says, oh, Jesus, that's where we can't get stuck. We've got to... I don't care if you play it with your foot, you know what I mean? It does. Move on and see what you can do to make that entertaining. And that's what's exciting about that scene. People coming with different things and seeing the young fellow with old style who's also got his own thing going on, you know?
And the 2006, the first, the inaugural World Baron Playing Champion, Neil Lyons.
Bank holiday Monday morning. Willie Hannafin is out. There's an elderly man leaning up against the wall of the pub. He has a grey suit on him. One arm is holding a crutch. The opposite hand is holding a half pint of lager, possibly left over from the night before. While he leans there, he's watching Willie Hannafin. The town is gleaming. That's the programme. You can write if you wish to flux@rte.ie, that's flux@rte.ie, or to myself, Ronan Kelly, RTE Radio 1, Donnybrook, Dublin 4.